Well, hello, guys. Well, as there isn't too much and I'm a bit bored with the social media and all what's on it, I thought I'd bore you with this video. Now, I don't think I'm alone here, but I can't stand printers. I hate them, because there's no reason why they have to be so damn complicated. And all they're supposed to do is print something. Then, of course, it's got even more complicated because they're wireless. It's very hard to get a hardwired one. But it should be pretty simple just to get one, go through the setup, and print. Now, I don't print too much of stuff, so I used to buy those cheap sort of printers that came with a small amount of ink. And that did me for a while, and when the ink ran out, when you checked the prices, you could buy a whole new printer for it. So I used to buy another printer, and I used to do that for quite some time. Of course, I don't use the real ink, their special ink, because it's far too pricey. And I guess it's okay if you're going to print some pictures or something, because that color will stay, but the cheaper ink obviously will fade. And nobody really prints pictures off anymore, they're all stuck on the phone, aren't they? But I only generally print documents or whatever, so that'll do me fine, the cheaper ink. But then I thought to myself, well, I'm going to go up market a bit. Then pay a bit more money for a printer. Then maybe keep it a while. So I bought the Epson XP342 quite some time ago. And as for build quality, it's fairly good quality. But the software that comes with it is a goddamn nightmare. And of course it was wireless, which lost the wireless many times. So a lot of the times when I had to print something, it was a bit convoluted. Then the scanner started to work and not work. Every time I wanted to print something, it was like me against the printer. So the scanner just worked when it wanted to, the printer started working when it wanted to, but I'd had enough. Even though it still had quite a lot of ink in it. And the ink is the currency of printers. So I picked it up and took it to work and threw it in the skip. And I'll be goddamn honest with you, it felt damn good. I threw it in there quite hard. Yeah, I could have got a big hammer and goddamn hit it. But knowing that printer, a piece of plastic probably would have flew off and got me straight in the eyeball. Then I thought I'd just go back to my cheapy ones. Because I paid quite a bit for that Epson 342. So I bought myself a Canon, £39. And of course, it's wireless. And I always buy the all-in-one printers, you know, scanners, copiers. And I thought surely it must be easy to install. After all, it's a Canon. An hour and a half later, and it still wasn't communicating or on wireless. No real help from Canon at all. The setup exec, where you could download from their site, couldn't find the printer, even when you check for the wireless connection. Printer was on, full of ink, paper in, ready to go. But it was going nowhere. But I finally found a video where somebody had made how to communicate with your wireless. Specifically on this printer. And my luck, of course, it didn't work. Anyway, I did lots of different things, restarting the printer, restarting my PC, anyway. I just forgot about it, and lo and behold, it communicated. I have no idea why. And it seems to be all up and running at the moment. But why do they have to make things so goddamn difficult? Oh, I know what you're saying. You're saying, because I'm so old, I can't understand. Well, I remember printers well back. Then you installed the driver and it all came with it and it was quite well done. It's a bit like video games now too. Their interfaces are all screwed up too. PGA Golf Tour 2023 is a nightmare. Do any of these people that write the instructions or the programs for it ever hook it up to a PC at all? Because I went online and this seems to be the number one problem, specifically for this model. Some people have spent 3 hours at it and it still isn't communicating. It should be just a 5 to 10 minute sort of thing, shouldn't it? Anyway, I'm not that impressed with the scanner. I scanned some documents and they weren't exactly great. Maybe with a bit of tweaking it might be better. And the build quality seems a little bit cheaper than the Epson, of course. Well, it was cheaper. Anyway, time will tell on this printer when the ink starts to run out. Maybe I'll be looking at another printer. Of course, the best printers on the market, for me anyway, would be a Brother. But to be honest, I don't do that much printing to warrant the price of a Brother. If anybody out there is thinking of buying an Epson, I'd stay clear of it. I believe I've had about 3 Epsoms in my time, and they've all been problematic. I mean, when I get a printer, I just want to put it up there and just forget about it. Don't want to nurture it. I just want it to print. Anyway, guys, you let me know what you think. Maybe if you got this printer or you got a good one. I don't want to pay too much, though. There you go. See? I told you this would be a boring sort of video. But I don't know. Maybe Canon should stick to cameras. Got any stories? Let me know, guys. You take it easy now. All right. All I want you to do is to print this page. Can you do that or not? Hello? Are you awake?